his big Build Back Better plan would make sweeping investment in federal programs for Americans of all ages, paid for by higher taxes on corporations and the wealthy. Stocks have been wavering between small gains and losses on Wall Street in trading. The Dow is now down 7 points, the NASDAQ 37 points lower. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Last Friday at this time, we were getting ready for a weekend of heavy rain. But boy, oh boy, the news is great for this weekend. For today and tomorrow, sunshine, low humidity, comfortable. High temperature in the upper 70s today and tomorrow, low tonight in the mid-50s. Then on Sunday, sunshine, great day, very comfortable. High around 84. Not much change on Monday and Tuesday. This really nice weather pattern is going to stick around for several more days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Alabama currently has the nation's highest death rate for COVID-19. A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show Alabama's rate of 18 deaths for every 100,000 people is far above second place West Virginia, which had 10 deaths per 100,000 people. Two teenagers are recovering this morning after a shooting in Selma. That shooting took place at a mobile home park on Montgomery Highway. A 15-year-old and 18-year-old were both transported to the Von ER, where they were treated for their injuries. And the Montgomery Planning Commission has voted to rename Jeff Davis Avenue to honor civil rights attorney Fred Gray. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed led the charge to change the name to Fred D. Gray Avenue. 93 letters had been sent to property owners in the area asking for their vote on whether to change the name. Only 13 people voted no. The Planning Commission voted unanimously to change the name. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 at ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Wonderful, wonderful Friday afternoon. Gosh, it's gorgeous out there. Joey, do I have to stay here for the whole next hour? You won't do my show for me?
Correct.
Dadgummit. But it's pretty. I sound like a child. I literally sound like one of my own children. But let me go play. Let me go play. All right, fine. If I can't play, I shall give the news. And today's next caller is former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne, who is a friend of some friends on the line with us today. Hello, sir. How are you today?
April Marie, how are you?
I am doing well. I just had Dale Jackson on for a little bit.
Oh, boy. Hey, how'd that go?
You know, I think he screamed at me twice, laughed at me three times. It was a normal Friday afternoon for me.
I'm a regular guest on his show, and he does the same to me. So I think it's just standard fare.
There was some mocking involved. He did mock me a little bit, so we have that going for us. I caught the end. So, you know, apparently what one thing he's good for is that he doesn't stop talking. And so he does his show in Huntsville, and then he does a show in Birmingham. So I catch the Birmingham tale of his show as I'm driving from Birmingham to Montgomery each day. And so today he was saying he doesn't like Dr. Seuss. And I'm like, how can you not like Dr. Seuss? That's just such an odd thing.
Man, Dale and his cancel culture, right?
Yeah. He did. He literally said the words. He wanted Dr. Seuss canceled. I can't make this up. All right. Well, I brought you on for your law enforcement and criminal justice expertise. Give our listeners, just because you've not been on my show before, give our listeners a little bit of information about you.
Yeah, so I am currently the general counsel and vice president at a aerospace cybersecurity company here in Huntsville. But before that, I was the presidentially appointed United States attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, which is basically, if you draw an east-west line just north of Prattville, everything north of that would be in the Northern District of Alabama. So about 3 out of 5 Alabamans in that district. I was a prosecutor, a violent crimes prosecutor in the Madison County DA's office for about 13 years prior to that, and a judge advocate in the Marine Corps prior to that, about 23 years of law enforcement or legal experience all in. So that's sort of my law enforcement acumen, but probably the most proud of. I'm a father of a 10-year-old, so that's pretty cool, too.
Ah, a 10-year-old. Is that the fourth grade?
It's fifth grade, little girl. Okay. Okay. Born on St. Patrick's Day to a proud Irish father.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I have a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, and an 8-year-old. And the 8-year-old is giving me fits this week. I'm talking absolute fits. She has she has not been honest about her homework. So she has lost all. One of the worst things in the world to her is to lose the control of the television. So she has to She has to watch Pokemon instead of whatever it is she wants to watch. So she will be watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and Pokemon all weekend because she's in trouble for getting caught in a lie yesterday. Yeah.
People don't know how significant and severe that punishment actually is for an 8-year-old. That's well done, mother. Well done.
It's tough. Well, let's get to why I invited you on today, which is to talk about the special session. So there had been talk, it was just going to be infrastructure, but then they added in looking at sentencing guidelines. And I wanted to get your take on the big picture of the prison system and what the sentencing guidelines specifically, what your take on that is.
Yeah, so as it relates to what, I mean, I think what people will hear it sort of dubbed as is justice reform. And so a lot of that does have to do with sentencing, Kirby look back, sentencing guidelines. I'll explain what a Kirby look back is in a minute. But I also think that there's going to be some other justice reform measures that may involve sentencing, but there's going to be at least 2, maybe even up to 4 different types of proposals put forward to the committees next week, as I understand it. So, and I think that's all good. I mean, I think as long as they're not all being leveraged, as part of the prison bill, which is, I think, something maybe Governor Ivey is not super interested. I mean, I think she wants to talk about infrastructure, and then we can talk about sort of the social aspects of prison reform after we agree on building new prisons or repairing the existing ones or doing both. One of the things that we'll hear about next week is what's called a Kirby look back or a Kirby measure. Kirby was actually an Alabama case back in early 2000s, and it went to the United States Supreme Court. And essentially what that case said is that it was not irresponsible or unlawful for a court to take a case, a defendant. In this case, Kirby was given life without parole in prison because of the Habitual Felony Offender Act. He had a big enough score that it sent him to prison for the rest of his life for a Class C or D felony, depending on how you're scoring it. And the Supreme Court said, it's okay if you, state of Alabama, want to go and take a look at that and make sure you're okay with such a severe penalty for such a, it's felonious behavior, but, you know, the time should meet crime. And I think most of us would agree that dealing marijuana is not a life without parole worthy offense.
Right.
And I say that, you know, I was a Trump appointee. I put more people in prison than, you know, all of your listeners combined, I'm guessing. And I'm not ashamed of it at all. And but I also think that there are some common sense measures that we can take as a state that perhaps maybe we wouldn't otherwise do in a vacuum. But we all have to realize the current litigation that's going on with the Department of Justice regarding our prison systems and our mail facilities here in the state of Alabama, that we might have to make choices between bad and worse. And you know, in a vacuum, maybe we never would make any of these decisions. But guess what? We're not in a vacuum. We're in litigation with an agency that's undefeated in these types of lawsuits. And this isn't a problem caused by any of the current legislators or Governor Ivey or Jeff Dunn, the commissioner of the Department of Corrections. Certainly not Steve Marshall's fault. Steve Marshall's done a great job just kind of keeping things where they are. And that's his job in some ways. I mean, there's very different equities between he and the legislature and the governor's office even. I mean, a lot of them are aligned, but some of them are different. So I think people need to understand just how severe this problem is, and it's going to be resolved one way or the other. We can either have an Alabama decision, or we can have a decision that's fashioned by the Department of Justice and a federal judge. In any walk of life, what would you normally prefer? And so I really think that the special session next week is a very responsible activity for the state. And it's, I think, a positive step forward, as long as something positive comes out of it. If we still have nothing and we're still nowhere, then we've sort of wasted time and the money to reopen the government for a week to do nothing.
Well, it feels like the way that they're fast-tracking this, that it's in the op-ed that all the leaders wrote together, is a signal that they want their troops to fall in line and they expect this to go smoothly. The usual bumps and bruises from the people who feel like they have to get at the mic every single time. But, as you said, a good first step forward. Can you hang tight with us and do one more segment after this? All right.
You bet.
You are listening to April Marie Fogel. I have Jay Towne on the line, and we are discussing all things criminal justice, special session, and prisons. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, hello, everyone. Before we get back to our guest, I wanted to remind you, today's the day. It's the Dylan Rings anniversary party. You can come meet me there. I'm taking the truck out. Hopefully, I do not run over any of you. Please keep in mind, this is my first time driving the Sprinter. This is actually my first ever just me meet and greet, so be kind. But indeed, after the radio show, from 4 to 6, I'll be there. But the event is going on right now. We'll have, from 5 to 7, the Fire Meets Wood food truck, which we've been giving away tickets to all week. There's a diamond dig, like a little kiddie pool. You get a scoop of sand. In that sand might be some gems. Might even be a diamond worth $5,000. They're giving away vacations. They've got great sales on jewelry. You know the way I think, ladies. You don't need no stinking man to buy you a piece of jewelry. I'm 40 years old. I've never been married. I buy myself jewelry. You gotta do it, girls. Simple necklaces, layering necklaces, whatever you want, let them help you out. Come see me, 119 Brown Springs Road, at 4 o'clock today. I will be so very excited to meet so many of you. J-Town on the line. J-Town, what title do I give you, given your former position? What are you, former U.S. attorney? Is that right? Oh, did I lose you? J-Town?
There we go. Sorry, I muted for a second.
You muted me.
Yeah, I didn't mute you. I muted myself. Mm-hmm. No, you can call me Jay, but former U.S. attorney is sort of a typical mantra, so that's fine, too.
There you go. Okay. U.S. former attorney, mm-hmm. J-Town, on the line. And we've been talking criminal justice. I feel like this is actually a very good... the special session gets this subject line, gets this talking about the subject that typically is not a bipartisan issue, which makes me crazy, by the way. This should be a bipartisan issue. There are fiscal ramifications of overcrowded prisons. There are, living condition ramifications. There's so much to our mm-hmm. prison system that so many people don't talk about, because we have gotten into the kind of ideology that conservatives want to throw the book at someone and throw away the key. What else should be we looking forward to once we get past this session? Would you think there's been a lot of talk about mental health, adding mental health funding for our prisons, programs for ending recidivism. What would your priorities be looking and using your experience?
Yeah, so, I mean, everything revolves or runs through the actual facilities themselves, the brick and mortar of the facilities. And let me just kind of illustrate that. So whether you build new ones, two big ones, five small ones, you just repair all the existing ones, which, by the way, would cost you more than building the new ones. That's how dilapidated they are. And that's also how you know that it's not the fault of anybody who's currently making these decisions about Alabama prisons. But you got to remember that if you have, let's say, a modern prison, What you're also going to have in it is modern security measures. You're going to have cameras that work. You're going to have cell blocks that work. You're going to have a monitoring system on the interior and exterior. A lot of the contraband that gets into our prisons, whether it's dope or weapons or cell phones, those are coming from over the wall. I know everybody likes to believe they're all coming in through guards, but that's not true. And so that's not necessarily true in all the cases or even the majority of cases. And so when we have all of that technology, which is not advanced technology, it's just 30-year-old technology, it actually makes the prison safer. If you have that particular prison is safer and people are aware that their activities are being monitored, they naturally behave. The guards feel safer. People are not ingressing, egressing in unauthorized areas, which causes harm and violence and reaction by the staff. More staff will want to work there. They can retain their staff. I mean, when you build a good facility, all of those things can happen. And because it is modern and probably has more space, you can have the anti-recidivism courses, the reentry courses that you were just discussing, that can help prisoners become somewhat effective on the outside. You're not going to get all of them. You're probably not going to get most of them. But I believe that about 83% of all people that go to prison, not go to jail or get arrested, but people that go to prison, about 83% will get arrested again in the next 5 years, and most will return to prison. So we can do better than 17% or 1 in 5 or whatever it is. And so addiction, whether it's drug or alcohol or gambling or whatever it might be, those types of remedies and services, different educational services, job training, there are a number of different types of anti-recidivism measures that are effective, but none of them mean anything if you're going to have an excessively violent, sexually or physically, excessively violent facility.
Right.
Because it's just not
counterintuitive to moving your house, your someone's mental health, or getting them in the right place if they're constantly worried about what's happening around them. And so you can't behave well if behaving well means you're likely to end up in trouble with somebody else.
Well, or just not able to really focus on all the things you need to focus on to make life changes, right? I mean, none of us would want to learn trigonometry on a battlefield. It would be incredibly difficult to really retain anything that you were learning because of all of the violence going on around you. And if you look at the lawsuit from DOJ, it's the failure to protect prisoners, the failure to prevent introduction of illegal contraband into the facilities, the sexual violence, the physical violence. And a lot of that has to do with just the sort of overall violent nature of the facilities. Let me just give you just a quick sort of arithmetic problem here. Understaffing plus lack of cameras and security measures plus overcrowding equals what, April Marie? Everywhere. Violence.
Right? Violence. People, Well, and you're talking about a situation.
Yeah.
Where the violent are inherently more likely to be there, and then making them able to recruit other people for their groups or their causes or whatever it is they're doing.
You're 100% right. And, you know, and we hear a lot about the parole system, and I honestly have not spent a lot of time analyzing whether or not it's been doing a good job or a bad job. I do read on Twitter and other places how, you know, people are not being paroled. But I'll just say this. If we took the next 1,000 prisoners that were up for parole and cut them loose, end of sentence, you don't even have to report to a parole officer. You're just done, right? The next 1,000. Are our prisons safer? Can you really make an argument that they're not overcrowded still? That they're safer as a result of cutting 1,000 folks loose and you're only 8,000 over budget instead of 9,000 over budget? Are the guards inside safer because, 80 people per facility were released? Of course not. So, you know, that is not a solution to the holistic problem that we have here. It really requires a holistic solution. And I think everything pivots really out of at least facility repair, or building new facilities. And then we got to get moving on this other stuff with, you know, we got to have cameras that work. We got to have locks on cells that work, and figure out ways to get good guards into those facilities that act responsibly and legally and actually provide some leadership. And that's really tough to do when your reputation is as a very violent facility, right?
Right. Well, it's not appealing to go to work when work is somewhere that's dangerous to you and those around you. The pay isn't necessarily great. Retention numbers aren't great. There's a lot of downsides to what our current system looks like. And this special session seems like it is a good first or second step to righting those wrongs.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Birmingham Police Department had some shortcomings with its staffing as well. Birmingham is a violent city. I think Mayor Woodfin would admit that. It's too violent for his taste. I know Randall, and I know he believes that and wants to remedy that.
I live
and
there.
And what they did was...
It's pretty bad.
Okay, well, see, there you go. It is. And so what they did, though, is they were able to create an exception to the retirement systems of Alabama, where retired police officers, sheriff's deputies, whatever, they could go to work at BPD and still collect their retirement, sort of a double dip, as I think people sort of colloquially call it. And what that did is it actually provided a lot of leadership instantly in BPD, because you have a retired police officer from Mountainbrook who is now working at Birmingham Police Department. He was ACE post certified at one point, and knows the rules, has a lot of experience. Brings a different perspective. If you could do the same thing inside of our prisons, where, I mean, people would move to these areas where and work in prison systems and be part of the leadership. And we would, I think, find ourselves at least having a better pool of personnel in our prison system. And that's also what we need. Because it's a very dangerous place no matter what. But we need good people making good decisions towards our prisoners and towards the facilities themselves. I think that's what everybody wants. And that's one way to do it. It's a suggestion. It's not for this special session, but maybe something for the regular session next year.
All right. Well, I appreciate all the wealth of knowledge you bring on this subject area, and I hope to get to have you back here again. Now, if someone wanted to look you up, I'm looking for you now. You're kind of incognito. Is there anywhere our listeners can find you to read more about you? I found a old page on the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Northern District of Alabama. Is there anywhere for people who would want to contact with you?
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter at JTown, JAYTOWN, at JTown, Alabama. I'm fairly active on Twitter and on LinkedIn. Other than that, though, I'm not super omnipresent on social media.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can go to my Wikipedia page, too. There's a little about me there, I guess.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on and joining us today. I hope you have a great weekend. Maybe you and your daughter can get to enjoy this gorgeous weather.
You got it. Thank you, April Marie. Have fun watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse all weekend.
All weekend long. Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
All right, everyone. That was former U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, Jay Town. He's clearly got just a wealth of knowledge on law enforcement and prisons. Was a great guest. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will get into some more local politics. Before we go, let me remind you, we're going to do our drawing when we come back. Also, one last time, Mortgage Corporation of the South. It's a Friday afternoon. You're going to go home. It's getting towards the end of the month. You're looking at your bills. Maybe you're coming up a little short. Don't wait until the last minute. Call Mortgage Corporation of the South and see if maybe they can help you tap into your equity. I mentioned this earlier, that if you own your vehicle, if you own your home or have lowered your mortgage on your home, if you own a piece of property, a piece of land, or let them help you tap into that equity. So you have paid down some of it, you've got some cash equity there, they can help you get that out. Even if you have slow credit, if you're slow paying bills, even if you've got low credit, they can work with you there. If you're a first-time home buyer, great credit, done everything right, 1 hour loan processing for a mortgage. Mortgage Corporation of the South is a mortgage and loan center. They've got the A-team over there. They're three ladies. With John Williams, they will sit down with you. They will look at what you've got going on. And if they can, they will help. Where there's an opportunity for them to help you out, they are vested in our community and your success. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender, good friend of this program. Be sure to tell them April Marie sent you. And we will be back again for the final 30 minutes just after this.
Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When getting a service, all of us likes to deal with the best. When it comes to cleaning your carpets and flooring, then you need Peaches and Clean, voted the best of the best for 2021. As a way of saying thanks for your support, Peaches and Clean will clean two rooms of carpet for $99. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your Oriental and area rugs, Peaches and Clean has a climate-controlled rug cleaning facility with pickup and delivery available. When it comes to your floors and so much more, you want the best. Visit peachesandclean.com. Call for your $99 special today. Not good with other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply. Ends October 31st.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Cooley said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right?
You.
No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
Legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy, the Good Old Days Tour.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
September 30th, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. On sale now. Tickets available online at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great difference from last weekend's forecast, right? When we had locally heavy rain. Tonight, pristine, clear skies, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. You'll need a jacket for those area high school games. Tomorrow, sunshine, low humidity, comfortable with a high around 78. We'll be in the mid-80s on Sunday, but very low humidity. And the storm-free pattern continues after the weekend and through much of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Behind the scenes at Straight Talk with April Marie. Joey Clark making the case for Pokemon.
Yeah.
I didn't know what Pokemon was. I didn't know what a big thing it was.
I mean, it was my childhood, and it's not like I go home and play Pokemon. But
right now you don't?
Right, not
what
right
about
now.
Pokemon Go? Have you ever played that?
No. I mean, I had roommates back when that was all the rage, and some of them played Pokemon Go. And so it's like, you want to go to the convenience store, get some beer? It's like, yeah, sure, but can we hit the stop along the way? I had to catch the thing. And it's like, yeah, sure, man.
So we just got it on my son's iPad. And so it's really been entertaining because he only has Wi-Fi at the house. There's no internet on his iPad. So he can do the same thing where he can see that there is a Pokemon at the church down the road or at the barbecue joint down the road. But then we have to take him there and connect him to one of our phones if he's going to actually capture or fight the thing. And then since he's so new to it, it's entertaining in so many ways because he doesn't know what the different things mean. You know, he's a little bitty guy. And so he's like, oh, I didn't get to capture that when it was just something else.
It was too strong.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
But I mean, games that actually require a kid to strategize, to analyze, to understand things, I think are worthwhile. You want to do this drawing before we forget?
Yes, let's do it. All right. And today's winner of the $60 gift basket from Sweet Creek Farm Market is...
Pat.
Woo-hoo! Pat. Yay! 272-9228. 272-9228. If you want to call Pat and claim your prize... Such great times, I tell you. Such great times. We are going to go to Sam on the line while we wait for Pat to call in. Hi, Sam.
Sam, I am, and I do eat the green eggs and ham. Hey, April Marie, thank you for taking my call. What can I say? I've been to the mountain.
Oh,
I climbed the mountain. Yes, I did. And I met Ashley, Anna Marie, and gracious host.
Anne Marie, Ashley, and Elena.
Elena. Lovely ladies, and I dug the professionalism. I love the office, and it just everything about it. It felt like a place you could do business with. It just I got a good feeling, and it was like I said, it just good people all around. He was busy. I had to talk to him on the phone, but that's okay. They made me feel welcome, and I just wanted to say again to Blue Water and everyone, thank you very much. Yeah, they got me a nice gift bag, and they took a picture of me. They said they're going to post it, and
I haven't seen it yet. I watch for them.
Oh, listen, I try to clean up, but it looks rough.
Well, Sam, you stop it. I saw you this week. You're fine.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate that. Let's get back to this Dr. Seuss thing, okay? You know, I am Sam, and I've got my own copy of Green Eggs and Ham, and. What's Dr. Seuss? What was he doing? He's trying to teach children, similar to read and then to speak and similar consonants and sounds. And so my mind is wandering, and I'm wondering where is the urban Dr. Seuss? you know, teach your little kids to rap. That seems to be the popular thing nowadays. And I'd be like, you know, two frying pans and a microphone. For a shizzle, make my eggs sizzle. I will eat the green eggs and ham. Butter my biscuits and fill them full of jam. I'm sorry, I had to do that.
I have no words for what's happening on the air right now.
Sam, I'm going to cut in here. This is April Marie's show, but I've told you on other occasions not to talk about your biscuits, all right?
Sam has been doing some day drinking.
Not today. But I'm having a wonderful time around town. And it,
are you coming to see me at Dylan Rings later?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm about to go see, check in with Mom, see what she's up to. Looking forward to that. And it, that looks like it's going to be a good event all the way around.
It is going to be a good event. I'm going to do my best not to run anyone over in the Blue Water Broadcasting van.
Yes, I heard you talking about that.
This is my first time driving it, and it is ginormous. So, yeah, that's a situation.
And the weather is absolutely perfect for a get-together. I believe you shouldn't be running anybody stressed out and crazy. It should be good all around.
Yeah, and, I'm excited.
That's it. Well, listen, one last time, thank you all very much, and I do appreciate good people and good radio. All right.
Thanks, Sam.
All right.
I love it when our callers call in just happy. Just happy. So much of politics and what we talk about makes people angry. The happiness makes me happy. Happiness makes me happy. Now I just sound like a sap. I'm going to go put on a flowy dress and go find a sunflower field. Isn't there a sunflower field around here somewhere?
Do you think I would know?
I think there is. I feel like somewhere in this area, there is a sunflower field that I've seen pictures of.
Of all the things I know. I'm getting neck problems from the weight of what I know and my head falling over. But do you think I would know about sunflower
fields? If anyone out there knows that there is a sunflower field, I feel like there's one here. 272-9228. Pat, call us back. You are the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card for $60. Barbara, how's it going?
It's going great, but I've got a couple things I disagree with you about, but I do want to tell you, first of all, there is a sunflower, big, humongous crop that he raises for the oil, and it's going down 31 almost to a toggleable.
Barbara,
and it is
do me a
fabulous.
Favor. Hold on.
But I don't know if it's... I think it might be too late. I think it's already over, but I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
All I know is we do have one, and it's fabulous when it's in bloom.
Hey,
you
Barbara.
You would not believe how many there are.
Can you turn your radio down in the background? I'm hearing you and me talking.
Sorry. It just proves that I'm listening, right?
It does, in fact, prove that you're listening. There you go. Much, much better. Okay. So somewhere near Ottawa, there is a sunflower. I will look it up.
Ottawa.
Oh, dang it. I did it again. Joey laughs every time.
I learned how to pronounce it. I did, too.
Joey laughs at me every time I do it because it's so you're not from around here kind of thing.
Yeah. Ottawa and Lowndes and all these great
places. Don't feel bad, April Murray, back... gosh, I don't know, 60 years ago, 70 years ago when I moved here, I didn't know how to pronounce anything either. Lake Jordan is Jordan, and, you know, so. But anyway, the other thing that I was going to say, and shoot, I just forgot about it. Forgot
well, you were calling to tell me I was wrong about something, so it could be so many different things.
I got those two. Nobody will ever convince me that the 2020 election was not stolen. As many votes as Donald Trump received. I'll always believe it was stolen and in Georgia. However, like you said, we got to move on. We're looking to 2022. The other thing that I disagreed with, and it was a very emotional time for me, 9/11. I was sitting getting ready to go to the doctor's office when all of it took place. But you said, maybe I'm wrong, but I was under the impression that Trump praised President Bush and Giuliani for what they did during that time, and you said they didn't deserve any praise. And I disagree because they were phenomenal.
They were
George
great.
Bush was my hero, and so was Giuliani back in the day. George Bush has greatly disappointed me with his not support of Donald Trump. But
now he's doing a fundraiser for Liz Cheney, which I just feel like is an unnecessary poke in the eye of the Trump people.
Heart.
It's unnecessary. So what I had said was on that day, Now, Trump ended up putting out two or three different things, but one of the things he put out was a single, he puts out these single issue things, and sometimes they're even funny. So, like, yesterday, he put out a meme. Now, keep in mind, he doesn't have Twitter anymore, so he just puts out these, like, statement things, and yesterday, there was a picture of Bush's head, yes, Bush's face on Liz Cheney's head, and so on September 11th, he put out a congratulations to Giuliani for the way he handled 9/11.
And I totally agree.
And here's where I am. I respect the way Giuliani handled 9/11, but it struck the wrong chord with me to congratulate someone for the way that they handled such a tragic event. It's like when someone say, like, have a great veterans or have a great Memorial Day. I'm like, the point of it's a remembrance. It's an honoring. And so to me, it was the tone. I think Rudy Giuliani did a great job. I think President Bush did a great job of uniting the country during those times. But the congratulations, like you know, maybe you say congratulations to your friend, like you handled that crisis really well. But to nationally congratulate, to me, that day felt wrong. And we honor the memory of those lost in 9/11. We remember how the country came together. There are a lot of reasons we still reflect upon 9/11, but none of those are celebratory. Nobody wakes up on 9/11.
His choice of words maybe were wrong.
So that's it. So yes. So I was fine with everything else, but the choice of words, we don't remember 9/11 to congratulate those who did honorable things. And so many did honorable things. And there were so many people who rushed. And when I'm teaching my kids about it, or when I'm reflecting on it, which we will all do for the rest of our lives, I just think there is not a congratulatory tone to be taken under the circumstances.
I agree with you. Okay. The congratulations was wrong. And I still haven't thought of the other thing. It must not have been very major. But anyway, I do enjoy the show. I did win Sweet Creek a couple of weeks ago, and this is a treat that I think I told you last time I used it. I called and told you, but I'll take my son out there when it's convenient for him, so we haven't been yet. He works out of town Monday through Friday, so, you know, it's hard for get a time, but when I do, I'll call you and let you know what we got, and I guarantee you one of the things we're going to get is a Cuban sandwich.
Yum.
That is fabulous.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Barbara.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, we're going to hit our last break of the show. When we come back, about 10 or 15 more minutes of Straight Talk with April Murray. I won her over. It wasn't that I was criticizing Trump, and there were a lot of people who thought that day on 9/11 I was criticizing Trump just to criticize Trump. It was just the wording. He can be a wordsmith when he wants to. He knows what point he's getting across. All right, we will be right back. You're listening to April Murray.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids and would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility in Montgomery. Don't risk sending your videos to some distant company on the internet. Hey, and call about our 50% off special for the month of September. 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net and like us on Facebook.
Hey, Tim, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, good afternoon. Gosh, it's gorgeous out there. Beautiful weather to take a trip to Sweet Creek Farm Market or Dillon Rings. Come see me out there this afternoon. They're already out there. The party is happening. It is not too late to start getting into next week's drawing. Not too early, should I say. 272-9228 if you want to get in on next week's drawing. And Pat, you are the Sweet Creek Farm Market winner. Give us a call. So Barbara reminded me, some of y'all communicate with me primarily on social media. And one person sent me a message yesterday. I can't even pull it up right now. But somebody sent me a message, maybe it was yesterday, the day before ago, where they were not pleased with my take on Outlaw's son because I listened to Outlaw make his case about his son being a convicted felon. And I said, I will reevaluate the tone in which I speak about people who have committed violent crimes. And they were like, no, don't baby these people. Now, does any part of me sound like I'm babying felons over here? Because if so, you need to adjust your speakers. I have no patience for people who are making our communities unlivable. I have no tolerance for those who hurt the innocent. And I don't know what that particular caller's son is in prison for, but I do know that that there are individuals who can be rehabilitated. Now, I don't know the story of why that person hasn't been pardoned or offered parole, but I will say that not everybody who goes up for parole needs to get it. Because there are people who committed heinous crimes, and the victims' families don't get their loved ones back. And yes, I also recognize that this impacts the criminals' families. Man, I get that a lot. I understand that, and I know people who have loved ones who did something wrong, and they feel like they're paying the burden or bearing the cost of their loved one's actions. And that's awful, because we can't control what other people do. But I got a message, and the listener was very frustrated with me, thought that I was going to pray for this inmate's release, knowing none of the circumstances. And to say I'm going to pray for somebody doesn't mean I'm going to pray for their release. So don't Facebook me and yell at me, or Facebook about me and yell at me, because you've drawn a conclusion based on something I said. The least you could do is give me a message and say, hey, did you mean you were going to do this? Don't make an assumption. I am incredibly concerned about the safety of our communities, be it Montgomery or Birmingham or any city where there is a high rate of violent crime, because I know that it goes beyond just the victim and the criminal. You've got lots of kids out there where mommy and daddy are in jail, and that's unfortunate. You've got people who are seeing this at every turn in their lives. You've got people who don't feel safe in their own homes. There is so much to our criminal justice system. And yes, it is a shame. And yes, when it makes it onto my prayer list, and it does, because I live in an area where even recently there was a shooting in the area. I don't know if y'all use the neighborhood apps down here, but there's a neighborhood app, and people talk about the different crime in our neighborhoods. And I know that just it's not just one-offs. There's just criminal areas of the city in which I live. So, yes, I try to recognize that people are suffering for the actions of those they love and the loves that those they care about. And I will have compassion for them. I try to have compassion to most anybody. There's very, very few people where I can find zero compassion whatsoever. Let's say you hurt or exploit a senior, hurt or exploit disabled, hurt or exploit children. There will be no sympathy to be found from me. Zero. Jason S. on the line. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Joey 12-1, put me in next week's drawings if you don't mind. But I just didn't really have an agenda with the call. Just want to tell you that I just thoroughly enjoy the guests that you have calling in that have gotten in depth into more Alabama politics. So just want to give you a kudos towards the end of the week and just let you know that I'm listening and really enjoying and learning a lot from the people that you have come on.
Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. We're gonna keep that up next week. We've got a whole different panel of guests, and some of these people are going to be regulars. So we'll get to talk about different issues besides just the issue of today with them. And I look forward to growing the show with them. So I'm glad you enjoy it.
Absolutely. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Well, that was a sweet caller, Jason. Appreciate that. It is fun getting to shape the show. I still am learning and growing as a host, and I appreciate you guys learning and growing with me. One last reminder before I hand the microphone over to Greg Budell, which happens about this time every day. But basically, you can find me. You can find me this afternoon at Dillon Rings. I'm going to take the van out. I'm going to try not to run over anybody. I would say I'd make no, for the purposes of anybody listening in on this show from the insurance company, I will not be running anyone over. But this, in fact, is my first time taking the van out, so we'll see what happens. Dillon Rings, 20th anniversary. Get their 20th anniversary party. I'm going out there. I've said four. I may get there a little earlier. I'm going to be there. I do have to leave at 6. I've got little kids waiting for Friday night movie night with their mama. And the two big ones are going to stay up late waiting for me. So I will have to head home. But come check out the great people over at Dillon Rings. And come give me a high five, take a picture, say hello, give me a face to go with the name. It's going to be good times out there. Next week will be a lot of special session. I don't want to burn you guys out on the prison issue. But we'll do a lot of special session. We'll do a lot of hopefully getting to talk to members of the legislature while they're in town. Maybe start getting into redistricting because that's what's next. They will finish up this special session and then it'll be redistricting time. While I was on air this afternoon, Young Boozer announced that he is indeed running for that seat. So he was previously the treasurer and has been appointed by Ivy to fill out this term and will be running again. So that'll be interesting. So many things happening in this great state. So many things happening. And stay tuned here to News Talk 93.1 because Greg Budell, Joey, and I will be covering it. Till next time, you guys have a wonderful weekend and stay out of trouble. Come see me. Bye.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Pacific Gas and Electric has been charged with manslaughter and other crimes in Northern California after that wildfire last year killed four people and destroyed hundreds of homes. Investigators determined that aging equipment belonging to the nation's largest utility sparked the Zogg fire last